What are you guys doing?
Right now we're just drinking. It's ladies' night, and it's BOGO if you identify as a lady. So
awesome. So it's ladies' night then.
So you guys are identifying as ladies tonight then?
No, we're just here for the support. My girlfriend bartends, so we...
Dude, that's a good way to support, man. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, dude. I'm way stoked that we were able to get it together. I'm really happy you guys are coming up here next weekend. I'm excited to see you again.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. What are you guys doing this week? What's up, Sean?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
How you doing? Oh, this is Miranda.
Hi.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello. We're missing our third guy that's usually here, Joe, but we'll hopefully be able to carry on without him.
Dude, so you guys are hanging out on a street corner right now, I see. Is there any thievery going on?
Yeah, we're going to run inside real quick. I think the bar music's going to be quieter than the diesel truck.
All right, sounds good.
Can we turn that down a little bit? Sorry about that, man.
No, no worries, dude. So yeah, dude, anyways, just for the podcast listeners, we've got Sean and Connor here with us from the Tejon Street Corner Thieves. They're playing up here in Casper this coming Saturday, the day after St. Patrick's Day, at Galloway's Pub. And I've seen these guys a couple times, I think both times at the Wonder Bar, actually, and we had a way good time. You guys are one of my favorite bands that comes through here now on a somewhat regular basis. So we're way excited to be having you guys up here. And yeah, basically, this podcast is just what we're doing with the Roaming Buffalo music series with Obi, and just promoting shows that he's bringing through. And so that includes you guys. But yeah, dudes, what have you guys been up to? Where you been playing?
Mostly around town. We usually take a break from touring during the winter because it's more of a pain than it's worth.
Yeah.
But we've just been booking for the summer. We've got a few bigger festivals we're going to hit, and at least we got four tours planned out already.
Nice.
So. Nice. What regions are you guys going to be touring through?
We're going to hit the Pacific Northwest, Midwest, and then we're going all the way down to through the South. We're playing Muddy Roots in Cookeville, Tennessee this year, so.
Nice, dude. Cool.
All over the place.
That's a big deal, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right on. Yeah, I was thinking the other day about your guys's NPR Tiny Desk concert. Like, weren't you guys like high in the running for being finalists on that?
We got that last year. Yeah, we got top 10 in Colorado.
Yeah.
Just out of the state. I mean, it's a national thing, but
right.
Still pretty good.
Hey, that's way good, man. Yeah, that's cool, dude. Yeah, my old band, we got together last year to record a music video, even though we've been broken up for a couple of years. But I was like, damn, we should have just put a tiny desk in there. And maybe we could have entered, right?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, though, man. Yeah. Well, yeah, so you guys have a bunch of videos on YouTube, though, right, that people can check out?
Yeah.
And how would you describe your music for people that aren't familiar with you guys?
We usually go with outlaw blues, but it's a pretty fast-paced, high-energy
Americana. Like,
it's good drinking music. Yeah. It's the kind of thing you really just got to check out. I mean, you can listen to us. We're on Spotify and iTunes Play and Amazon, all that stuff. But that doesn't even do justice to the live show.
Sure,
we like to party.
Yeah, dude, I would definitely agree with that, man. You guys are a great drinking act, dude. Every time I've seen you guys, well, let's just say I'm glad I didn't work the next day. But
we kind of have a reputation for that. A lot of bookers, promoters, and fans will take the next day off. kind of become a theme when we're here.
Do you guys remember that last time you came up here? I'm sure you do, just as hazily as I do. But you guys were staying at like the Motel 6, I think, or Super 6 or something. Yeah. And yeah, me and Chris Witten came to your guys' room to party, and we were just insistent that you guys keep playing songs. And then, like, I can't remember whose idea it was, but we stacked the mattresses up against the wall so that the neighboring room wouldn't hear us. And I don't think it worked very well. We had to shut her down. No, but
yeah, he gave us a call. I remember, told us to quiet us down, but we offered to drink with him. Yeah, we told him to come over and party with us.
Oh, good times, dude. Yeah, man. Like I said, I always enjoy hanging out with you guys. So, like, your guys' instruments are, let's see, washboard, bass. What else you guys rocking? Guitars, obviously.
Guitar, banjo.
Yeah, banjo, dude. Yeah, so, yeah, you guys, your guys' sound is definitely right up my alley. Like, just the good old Americana drinking music. I was going to see if you guys wanted to jam a tune, but you guys are drinking at the bar, so I probably should have mentioned that earlier, but...
Yeah. I mean, we could run out onto the sidewalk real quick if you're really into it.
Oh, that would be awesome. We'd love that.
That'd be rad. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah.
Guys, we'll set it up real quick. We'll do something short.
Okay, cool.
Two of us, so it won't be the...
That's okay.
Thing. Perfect. No worries.
All right. Give us just a second.
All right, sweet.
Okay. We'll just do it outside and it's our van.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm excited. We haven't been to Galloway's yet, but Ovi keeps telling us about it, so we're all excited to see all you guys again. And
hell yeah. Well, we're excited to see you guys, man. Yeah, Galloway's is a great spot for shows, dude. We used to play there quite a bit when we were a band, and like it's always the most party rocking place, you know, as far as like the Wonder Bar was always great too, but you know, they just had limited space. That was just the nature of the beast there. But yeah, Galloway is a little more open and it's always a good time playing shows there. So you guys are going to have fun. And yeah. So is everybody else that comes to check you guys out. So
it's like an Irish pub, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
It's always perfect for St. Patrick's.
Perfect for St. Patty's.
Fucking A, dude.
I'm going to hand this phone off to Sean real quick while I set my suitcase up.
Cool.
Awesome.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
How's the weather up there?
It's actually been pretty nice for up here, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. How about you guys? Been having some good weather?
It's been way too good.
Right on, man. That's cool. Yeah, we just finally started hitting some 50s and 60s, so everybody around here is lightening up quite a bit. It's nice.
Sure, yeah.
Hell yeah. Sean, you play washboard, right? And then
so I play washboard and guitar, and Chris and I switch off.
That's right. That's right, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, here we go.
Awesome.
I don't know if you'll be able to see real well as I'm doing my suitcase bass drum down here.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Percussion, so.
That thing's awesome, man.
Right on.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, cool. Look at that sunset.
Oh yeah.
Hey, look at this real quick. Look at the sunset.
That's
gorgeous.
Oh,
look at
awesome.
That. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
It's beautiful. It's like it was made for you guys.
Yeah, so this is a new song that we just wrote. It's called Whiskey Shivers.
Very nice. Thank you. Yeah, dudes.
That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
You guys couldn't see it, but somebody walked up and threw a...
What'd they do?
A couple bucks in our booth.
Nice, dude. That's awesome. That ought to go a long ways with your girlfriend as the bartender. Even on ladies' night.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you, guys. That was amazing, man. And I hope it came across in all its glory with the Google Hangouts connection we've got, but it sounded great, dude. It
sounded amazing.
Yeah, I hope so. I know it gets kind of muddy when we're just using the iPhone mic and everything, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, the magic of editing can amp it up a little bit, too, dude, so. Yeah. Yeah, thanks so much, dude. That just pumped me up so much again to see you guys. I was excited, man, and I'm just fucking seriously pumped now. Like,
hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. I know what we're doing. So you guys, okay, so you guys are playing at like 3 o'clock at Galloway's, right? And then you're playing again later on. Is that right?
Yeah, we're playing 3, and then I think there's a pub crawl.
Right.
And then we're playing at like 7 or 8.
Okay.
Cool.
Right on. So. Dude, that's the best, man. We're going to throw, if it's all right with you guys, I'm going to pull one of your guys' YouTube recordings off and like throw that at the end of this segment here.
Do you have, do you guys have a website or Facebook pages and social media things you'd like to plug or where people can find you to go to more shows if they want to?
Yeah, the Facebook page is probably the best resource.
Okay.
I mean, people can just Google our band name. It's the Tejon Street Corner Thieves, like on my hat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's T-E-J-O-N. Tejon Street Corner Thieves.
Yep. And then, you know, all of our stuff will pop up. Like I said, it's on almost everything. I mean, you can find it on Spotify, Amazon, all that stuff.
Awesome.
If you want to buy it, you can get it on CD Baby or Bandcamp.
Okay.
But we basically made it free for everyone to listen to at this point because we're about to record next month. So if you follow us on Facebook, everybody, you'll be able to find out when that new album's coming out.
Right on, man. Well, Connor and Sean, thank you guys so much for joining us, dude. I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday, man.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to it.
All right, dudes. Drive safe. We'll see you guys soon.
Hell yeah.
All right. Later, dudes. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Well, come and take my pain, numb my heart and ease my brain. Oh, whiskey, don't you let me go.